It's gone. Okay, welcome back to the Twang Trust, kids, and welcome back, Neil Peterson.
Yeah, I'm going to see all of them. I'm going to go see Rami Mays and Dan Walsh and the D-Rangers on Friday, and then I'm coming into town again to see Bright Eyes on the 10th, and then back to Dauphin to see Rami again on Country Fest weekend.
Wow, crazy. There's a lot going on all of a sudden.
And I see Harry Manx. There's a great show, too.
Yes,
Harry
absolutely.
Manx, it's a nice... great. Like to see him, too.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of stuff to catch this summer. It's very exciting. Yeah. But, of course, Dauphin Country Fest is first and foremost on our minds tonight.
That's right. It's Manitoba's, well, it's Canada's longest-running country music festival.
Wow.
And it's also Manitoba's largest outdoor festival. Yeah, sorry about that folk festival. But.
Well, you've got to be. You're certainly the most successful, too, really. I mean, how far in advance did you sell out this year?
I think we were sold out in April. There's a few like day passes left. And the interesting thing about the festival, a lot of people don't know, it's a not-for-profit organization. None of the directors are paid. We're all volunteers.
Wow.
We have a couple of full-time staff. It's just got so big that we're running 24 hours a day. No, we're running 12 months a year. 12 months a year, and sometimes 24 hours a day when it's close. But all the whatever profits we make go back into the community. Money went towards there was a new swimming pool built in Dauphin a few years ago. Money went to that. There'll be money going to the new hockey rink rec complex, which I'd say was just opened by Burton Cummings there last month. And money's gone towards daycare center to walking trails. So as I say, and everyone on the board does this because they either love the music or they're concerned about their community. So you know, when you buy your ticket to Country Fest, nobody's putting money in their pocket but the artists, and the profits go to the community.
That's very cool. Yeah. Very cool indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a real, and it's just a great atmosphere out there.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know? Like I remember Nathan played there a year or so ago, and they were a little leery at first. You know, we're going to a country music festival, and there's quite a bit of alcohol consumed, and you know, they sang "Sweet Dreams" by Patsy Cline. The crowd melted, and they love coming there. In fact, I saw them in Winnipeg, one of these art. What do they call it? One of those programs where they're showcasing all these different acts, the tour around Manitoba.
And
they're asking Carrie from the Nathan her favorite place to play, and without prompting, she said Dauphin's Country Fest because it said it was one of the first places where people actually danced to their music and looked like they're having a good time and partying. So we've had them back a couple of times. So it's great to support that kind of talent as well.
Neat. Well, maybe next time Carrie will be toting some little ones behind her.
Well, she was with Devin at the CCMAs this year. She was invited to the Canadian Country Music Awards. She was invited to one of the songwriters' workshops there. So, see, their fame is spreading.
Yeah. Well, coming up shortly, we're going to be chatting with Mr. Robert Reynolds from the Mavericks and, more importantly, the Hillbilly All-Stars who are playing Dauphin this year. We're actually going to hear a project of Robert's right now, somebody besides the Mavericks. This is somebody we play every once in a while. It's more on the pop vein, but we love him. It's a band called Swag, made up of, Robert Reynolds is in there. It's kind of a revolving cast of characters. There's occasionally, I don't know if he's related or not, Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick plays in this band sometimes.
I don't think so.
No? Oh, well. there's all kinds of crazy people in here, but this is a song. This is Robert Reynolds singing this one. It's a little ode to somebody hopefully maybe will be able to see at Dauphin Country Fest some year. This is called Sweet Lucinda. Maybe. Let's try that again.
Does it always feel this good? If it does.
We're on the Twang Trust, and on the phone with us, from parts unknown, Mr. Robert Reynolds. And now everybody's going to know Robert from days back with the Mavericks, not to mention Power Pop Sensations Swag. But
nice reference.
Well, yeah. But you got a new combo playing the Dauphin Country Fest Sunday night, the Hillbilly All Stars.
That's correct. Yeah. A few friends and I decided to get together and create a kind of an all-star group, so to speak, but we call it, jokingly, the Hillbilly Has-Beens. it's folks like Chuck Mead from BR-549, an incredible singer named Joy Lynn White, she's had record deals with Warner Brothers,
sure.
Columbia, sang with Dwight and so forth. She's a phenomenal singer. Mark Colley, who was one of my label mates back in the old MCA days. He's an amazing songwriter and talent. He's an actor as well. We do shows where we share a really, really great band, and we all share stage time, and we call it the Hillbilly All-Stars.
Well, cool. Now, Chuck Mead just put out a new record with BR-549 not too long ago. Are they still in existence?
Absolutely. That's the cool thing about the Hillbilly All-Stars. I can record a new swag album when I want, or if the Mavericks decide to do something on the road, or if I've got, you know, record I'm working on, anything I want to do, anything we want to do, not an exclusive kind of thing. We created the Hillbilly All-Stars so that we could do it when it felt right and do it well, and do it with great spirit, so it's perfect. Chuck is, he knows when his free time is available to him and knows when he's prepared to go out and do some Hillbilly All-Star shows.
Well, cool. Now, Mark Cawley, I know I've been a fan for a long time, but, you know, like, even The Man in the Moon is Crying is as great as songs get, I think. But I hadn't heard from him for a long time until I was sitting watching the Movie Channel one night, watching that classic John Travolta film, The Punisher. And and then all of a sudden there's this bad guy who was the spitting image of Mark Cawley.
That's him, and that was Mark. It's, he was playing the hillbilly hitman in that movie. Yeah, you know, that's the cool thing about Mark. Mark has diversified his interests and his creativity. Nashville can be, as we all, and I'm on the Twang Trust, so I can speak pretty honestly, it can be a bit of a kind of flavor of the month town. You know, speaking of the music that gets produced, you know, it can be very, and I'm not a sour grapes guy. I don't mind that, you know, they represent trends, and sometimes I'm not a part of that trend or whatever. I've had a great experience with Nashville, and no regrets. But I think Mark felt that same thing, that, you know, in order to feel alive as an artist, he needed to be able to do, you know, whatever he dreamt up. And so he did some acting and intends to do more of that. Hillbilly All-Stars works for him because right now it's too hard for him to grab a band, financially put this band together, hit the road, and make it work. He hasn't had a hit record in several years. But there are people who care about seeing him, and that's where the Hillbilly All-Stars come in.
Now, Paul Deacon, the old drummer from the Mavericks, he's in this project as well?
Indeed he is, yeah. And Chuck and Paul and I are sort of your hosts, if you will, of the Hillbilly All-Stars. We're kind of like the Barnum and Bailey of this circus. And then the rest is kind of just filling in with whomever might be available, because we intend to have that revolving door constantly rotating with singers coming in and going. So, yeah, Paul's my best friend for 20-plus years, 20-odd years, and mostly odd years.
He actually married a girl from Winnipeg, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Indeed, that's good. Yeah, good. You got your facts down. He did. He's extremely happy. Married a girl by the name of Tracy Badochka, and they have a beautiful boy of 5 years of age.
Wow!
And they have a beautiful home in the heart of Nashville, and she's quite content living in Nashville. They do very regular trips back home to Canada, to Winnipeg. In fact, I was asking her just like 2 days ago if she thought she might make this trip with us to, you know, kind of have a little bit of home time, and she said that she was looking at that. Sure.
Well, that'd be cool. I know I remember when it happened way back. It was when the Mavericks were still a going thing, and I thought, oh, this is great. We're going to get to see the Mavericks like every 6 months, and
that never quite happened. Right? Yeah. And the unpredictable Mavericks, but. It just hasn't worked out as such. It's a funny thing. Wells had dreams that he wants to do, you know, certain music, and it does not certainly include, you know, the Maverick sound or whatever. And that's all cool. It really is. I think we all, you know, we've been a band since 1989. I think, you know, we'd be more unhealthy if all we really felt we could do was the Mavericks. If all we felt we could do was lean on each other, but fortunately, I think we're all independent enough and strong enough to have other goals. So I have to be positive in that.
Well, the last Mavericks record that came out in 2003, that record sort of came out of the blue. Is there any chance of that ever happening again, do you think?
I sort of hold out for that. I feel like a good example of how I feel about the Mavericks was recently I went to see that Bob Dylan Willie Nelson show, and they were doing baseball stadiums in the States, and just doing these little old stadiums, and it was real cool, real kind of almost old school, like a 60s or early 70s concert. There's a hippie contingent, a kind of a looseness to the whole thing, and I heard Willie just doing his music the way he does it, certain reverence for whatever's going on around him, just playing his music true and loose, and I kind of felt like that's something the Mavericks could conceivably do. And, you know, over the years, we could just play the music the way we want, not be worried about trends, and somehow I think we'd sort of carved out a little niche for ourselves that was unique enough that people just enjoyed the Maverick sound. It didn't have to be, it didn't have to sound like whatever else was going on.
Right. No, on that album, on or on the DVD audio version of that last record, there's a little documentary, and there's a great moment where Paul mentions an anxiety dream he's having where Raul freaks out over the monitors not working. And you turn to Raul and say, "You're not still like that, are you?" And I immediately wet myself and was brought back to the last, well, I guess it was the second last time I saw the Mavericks in Winnipeg, where the show, which I thought was a great show, sort of ended with Raul beating up his monitors. And I was wondering if that happened on a regular basis, or were you actually referencing the Winnipeg show?
Yeah, it was sadly some of, you know, that anxiety dream was based on some reality. Raul was his temperament was not always known for having great balance. I mean, there was I don't think his keel was, and so we often had to deal with funny things like that. And yeah, it's a little hard on every, you know, the show must go on, and we've had a few odd moments around the world. It's funny that Paul would mention it, and you actually have seen one. But then, I think the frequency of which this monitor and other temperament moments happen, actually, it probably isn't so odd.
Yeah. Well, you know, he is the sensitive artiste and all.
Yes, he is. He's very sensitive somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet him there sometime.
Yeah.
At that sensitive place.
Yeah. Well, we actually met, I don't know if you remember or not, but we actually met shortly after that monitor incident. I did the backstage schmooze thing, and me and my wife were there, and we had you sign a gold record award that we'd bought out of a magazine ad.
I do recall that.
Yeah.
I do recall that. That is phenomenal. You bought it on eBay or something.
It was before eBay. It was in Goldmine magazine. I found the ad.
Goldmine, that's it. I knew it was some collector's kind of source, but
yeah.
Yes, Goldmine, I do recall that.
And the actual award was presented to some guy named Chris Watkins, who nobody knew at the time, but I know you took his name down, and I was wondering if you ever tracked Chris Watkins down and had his legs broken.
No, gosh, you know, this is a very funny conversation. I am, as I told you off air, I'm at the Norma Jack studios here in Clovis, New Mexico, and you're visiting a private tour of studios where Buddy Holly and many others recorded all their great music in the early days, and I was getting all these great old record awards, gold record awards dating to a lot of them to the 50s and early 60s, and I was talking about how Nashville, these things pop up all the time, and I'm a collector. I don't know if I told you that
day,
but I've got Doors gold records, you know, I've got Bob Dylan gold records, I've got, I go and get it, you know.
Yeah, well, I remember you telling me you owned a suit that Buddy Holly wore on an album cover.
Yeah, the Chirping Crickets cover suit.
Yeah.
Gray suit. Yeah.
So are you wearing it down there right now?
No, I'm not. I'm warm for a suit today. It's hot down here in New Mexico. But, I'm a real hardcore collector of memorabilia. In fact, the reason I'm here is more memorabilia related than anything else. So the Hillbilly All Stars are going to do a festival here in Clovis, so I'm here on that business as well. But I'm here to talk about doing a memorabilia installation at the Visitor Center in Clovis because they have such a rock and roll history.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Such a unique, out of the way place. And last week I was involved in the sale of that Elvis home that just went down on Sunday. Elvis's house that he had the year before he bought Graceland. He lived in what I'd call the last regular neighborhood, you know, that he could possibly live in. And he lived there for 13 months before his fame sort of demanded that he move to a more private location, gated kind of thing that Graceland was and is. So, I enjoy the whole rock and roll, country music, hillbilly thing just completely.
Oh, cool. Now it's amazing the scope of the stuff you're involved with musically, like from, you know, country stuff with the Mavericks to the power pop stuff of Swag. Yeah. What's the status of Swag anyway?
Well, that's funny. Ken Coomer and I have been together a lot lately. And Jerry Dale McFadden from Swag, the piano player, ex of Mavericks, Sixpence None the Richer, he He's in the Hillbilly All-Stars, so you'll be seeing him up there as well.
Cool.
So our intentions are to put a new record together this year, record a new swag album.
Oh, great.
Power Pop, you know, return. The triumphant return of the lesser-known swag.
Yeah, well, I just played you the other day. I was playing some new Tommy Keane, and I thought swag would go along great with that.
Yeah, well, that's great. I appreciate that you even have any interest in swag.
Oh, absolutely. That's
a
fabulous record.
That you have, kept up with that at all. After doing the Mavericks, something as important to me as the Mavericks and as big as the Mavericks were able to be, I feel like swag is bound to be kind of in the shadows somewhere.
Well, it's great news that there's going to be a new one coming out. Yeah, I was a big fan of that record for sure. Now, will there be an actual Hillbilly All-Stars album to flog while you're in Dauphin?
Probably not by Dauphin. We part of the intentions with the Hillbilly All-Stars was to be able to build this band don't take any offense, of course, but in spite of trying to chart a record, in spite of radio success. Now, what I mean by that is just simply not waiting for something to happen at radio to kind of green light the band going forward. And this band is based on, a performance history that all of us have, a bit of, we have history with songs on radio, which we play, we do Even the Man in the Moon is Crying, and we do, we even cover some Mavericks in a unique fashion. We're doing our own radio history, but we're also just doing, live interpretations of classic hillbilly music and country music and early rock stuff.
Wow. Well, that's going to be... Who does the vocals on the Maverick stuff?
Well, we share them. Even in some cases, Joy Lynn White has sang some things because, and I really feel this, but a great song really should just be able to be interpreted in many, many ways. And
sure.
I feel like, some of the Maverick things, like All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down, is just a party song, and Chuck Mead sang it the other night. We did a show and Chuck sang that. And, I just do some harmonies the way I've always done them. And, Jerry Dale has also done years and years of Maverick harmonies. So, it's not to, in any way, shape or form replace the Mavericks because I don't really believe in that. I believe, the Mavericks are what they are, and they're sort of unique to themselves. So I don't really want to go out and try to do Mavericks light or do the we don't do any great number of Mavericks songs.
Right.
Just that wouldn't feel kind of like it wouldn't feel right to me. We just do a song or two to reflect a little bit of the history of what brought what the individuals have brought to the Hillbilly All-Stars. So we spend more time doing, interpretations of, I'm doing obscure things like something from a band called Uncle Walt's Band to, we do a really groovy kind of hillbilly revved up take on, the one after 909, the Beatles thing,
Sure.
We just grab songs we love and play them our way,
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm excited to see you guys. I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah.
And, thanks for taking some time out and chatting.
I'm thankful for your interest in this. Please let me know if there's anything I can do with you or for you in the future, because I've always really appreciated your passion for music. I think that's what it's all about. And
well, thanks.
Playing Trust is, it has that, so it's really nice. I'm proud to be on your show. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. It's an honor. And, we'll see you in Dauphin in July.
I'll see you in July. I look forward to it. Say hello to all the Canadian fans and tell them I'm coming up and hoping to see them in great numbers and give them a little love.
Will do. All right. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Please say hello to our piano player, Mr. Jerry Dale McFadden. Pain and pain.
Each night I need a bottle I can turn to. Lately, baby, I've been turning every day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in that no familiar way. Well, at night, the bottle let me down. And let your memory hang around. But the
walked her to the plane in Phoenix. I said, say hello to your mama. She couldn't even look me in the eye. I drove out to the desert just like nothing happened. But somewhere in the darkness I heard her say goodbye. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't coming back again. I look for guidance in the sky, but the stars have all gone out tonight. I feel like the love of my life is dying. Wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't. Man in the moon is crying.
Hi, this is Jim Lauderdale, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
That was a Jim Lauderdale composition you just heard there. A little number called It's Better This Way by Joy Lynn White, along with Dwight Yoakam there on backing vocals from Joy Lynn's album The Lucky Few, produced by Pete Anderson. And all sorts of Dauphin Country Fest stuff to talk about in that.
Yeah, Pete Anderson was at Country Fest last year with his new project, Moot Davis. Great guy, amazing guitar player. Joy Lynn White, she was at Country Fest about 10 years ago. She had a sort of a minor hit called Little Tears, as people might remember. I think she's fantastic. I'm amazed she never sort of hit it bigger than she did. And then you played the nice sort of medley of BR-549, Mark Cawley, the Mavericks, who now make up the Hillbilly All-Stars. And you'll get to see them and probably hear most of those songs at Country Fest this year.
Yeah, it was nice, and we were able to clue you in that Joy Lynn was actually part of that band.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. It's an added bonus because I think she's the only artist at Country Fest that I've actually got an autograph from. So.
Oh, wow. Well, there's been so much, 17 years worth of stuff.
That's right, 17 years, and we've had everyone from Toby Keith to Faith Hill to Tim McGraw to Alabama. For the big name sort of commercial acts, we've Vince Gill, Marty Stewart.
I know there was a bill a few years back, and I was so tempted to go, and I don't know why I didn't, but it was a Canada Day thing, and it was an all Canadian roster with Stomp and Tom.
Oh, that was a great Stomp and Tom, and there's great Stomp and Tom stories. If Stomp and Tom's been at your festival for a couple of days, the only thing in his rider is he gets a 48 Moosehead beer and has to be able to smoke wherever he is. Anywhere Tom is a smoking room.
does he request tap water?
The only thing that we ever actually saw him drink was beer. It was kind of funny during when he went off stage for his encore. He wasn't actually necessarily waiting for the encore. He was chugging down another beer before he went back on stage.
That would be just an amazing thing to see on Canada Day, though.
Oh, no, he was him and Anne Murray. I mean,
That's right. Yeah, Anne Murray was on that bill. Yeah. Now it's coming back.
Yeah. Fred was there. Fred has a lot of Anne Murray stories. Actually, when Anne Murray left town, a couple of the young guys in Fred's band and my daughter's plastered Anne Murray's bumpers with big ass garage sale bumper stickers. So I don't know how far she got down the highway before she realized she was advertising for Fred Eagles.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Yes, we heard all sorts of stuff in there. BR-549 from their latest album, Dog Days. We heard an old Dave Edmunds song, A1 on the Jukebox. We heard Mark Cawley, Even the Man in the Moon is Crying. We heard the Mavericks, Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down, featuring the great Jerry Dale McFadden on keyboards, who I'm sure will be dancing up a storm while he's part of the Hillbilly All-Stars. That's, wow, what a combo that is. That's good fun.
That's right, should be a great show.
Yeah. Well, and now it's kind of nice that this next band is playing, considering the main guy is from Dauphin.
Yeah, this is the next group we're going to play is the Swifties, led by Sean Jonasson. He's originally from Dauphin, went to high school and everything there, quite a musical talent. Before he went out on his own, he was with Old Reliable for a number of years, does amazing guitar player, and went out on his own a couple of years ago, and kind of an outlaw sort of country sound, Hank or Waylon Jennings, mm-hmm. that kind of sound. Great musician, and because he's a local boy, he usually comes back to Country Fest every year, so we're looking forward to seeing him again too.
Here he is with the Swifties.
I'm finally over you, no longer blue. You're long gone and I'm glad. Now that we're through, you've finally seen the truth. You're sitting somewhere real sad. You counted all the days, looked at all the ways. You let me down time again. Well, I've done my share of crime. I think I just quit trying. Still looking back on. Stand by me through all the misery. Why don't you go find another fool?
begging me back for more. Your time ran out long ago. I suggest you go explore a new foot to a door. Honey, I'm through, you better know. Been counting all the days, looked at all the ways. You let me down time again. Well, I've done my share of crime. I think I just quit trying. No looking back on what has been. I've just been living day to day. It's fine to come to pay. I got me a love that's true. She said she'll stand by me through all my misery. Why don't you go find another fool? If you're getting tired of the same old crowd, I know a little place where rock and roll ain't allowed. You can hear Hank Williams when you walk through the door. Do the Texas two-step on a sawdust floor. A team of wild horses couldn't drag me away. I think you'll understand the way I feel when I say there ain't no hillbilly like an old hillbilly song. Wow, wow. And all the way up here is classic about a woman and a love gone wrong. Well, here Hank and Ernest to walk the floor over you singing, why don't you love me like you used to do? Yeah. Tired of the disco crowd playing shitty records way too long and too loud. Come along with me to the edge of town, where we won't dance alone, we'll never put you down. A team of wild horses couldn't drag me away. I think you'll understand the way I feel when I say there ain't no hillbilly like an old hillbilly song. Wow, wow. And all the way up here's classic about a woman and a love gone wrong. Well, here Hank and Ernest to walk the floor over you singing, why don't you love me like you used to do? Yeah. Getting tired of the same old crowd, I know a little place where rock and roll ain't allowed. You can hear Hank Williams when you walk through the door. Do the Texas two-step on the sawdust floor. A team of wild horses couldn't drag me away. I think you'll understand the way I feel when I say there ain't no hillbilly like an old hillbilly song. Wow, wow. And all the way up here's classic about a woman and a love gone wrong. Well, here Hank and Ernest to walk the floor over you singing, why don't you love me like you used to do? I'll say it, why don't you love me like you used to do? Oh, why don't you love me like you used to do?
Hi, this is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twain Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
And I sit by candlelight, me and my memories. Some photographs, a letter, and a card you mailed to me. Every image brings a smile, though it's been a long, long time. All except your blue. Knows where love begins and how long it can endure. We only know sometimes it's magic, bitter, sweet, or pure. I always knew love was true, that your love was mine, until I got your blue Valentine. Wrote me that love has wings, no matter what tomorrow brings. Love can fill your senses, lay down your defenses. I still want the moon and stars, laugh and hold you in my arms. sometimes love's a blue valentine. Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Oh, there's some more bad hygiene tips from Fred. That was a song, well, that's Fred-related for sure. Yeah. Willie P. Bennett.
Well, there you go, Willie P. Bennett. It's not often you get a band with maybe the two best songwriters in Canada at the same time. That was off Willie's Juno Award-winning album, Heartstrings, where he did duets with a whole bunch of famous people, and that's one that he did with Prairie Oyster.
Yeah.
So, Willie P. Bennett's a sort of a show in his own, and he's more front and center now that the guitar player has left Fred's band, so you get a lot more of Willie on the electric mandolin. It's amazing to see.
Wow, I look forward to seeing that. Wow, yes, indeed. What else did we hear? Oh, we heard Scotty Campbell before that. That's somebody I'm looking forward to. Even if you can't make it to Dauphin, he's playing Times Changed, I guess the night before, isn't it? The Thursday, yeah. I think?
He's got great hair and... usually has great cowboy shirts. Great touring band, too. These are sort of hardcore country guys that, people say there's no country music anymore. Well, you go see Scotty Campbell. He's sort of as country as they get.
Absolutely, so, yeah. That was from his album, Damned If I Can Recall. Mm-hmm. We heard an old hillbilly song. And the Swifties, some Dauphin content in there from the Swifties' first album.
Yep, there you go, and they'll all be at Country Fest.
Yep. So, that's about it here. Thanks so much for coming by, Neil. This was a treat.
It was great, Stu. And like I said, I hope people got maybe a little bit of taste of some of the music they might hear at Country Fest besides, as I say, the commercial country that some of us, that's all we get to hear. So it's great to hear some of this other stuff.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that that you're doing this because you love it. It's, the stuff, I mean, there's no reason for some of these acts to be playing a mainstream country festival. It's great that you're bringing stuff like this in.
Well, it's great because some of them are great guys and they're hard working, struggling musicians, and it's sure nice to give them a break.
Yeah, well, it's great that you're doing it for sure, and I guess we'll go out with our pal Fred. Of course, the contest is still on. We have a pair of weekend passes to give away, and everybody's emailing so far, into the big contest, which is you have to answer the question. What would you yell out at a Fred Eaglesmith concert if you really wanted to annoy him? Whatever your answer is, you can call us up at the station during the show, or you can email us. You can just go to the website, the Twang Trust website, www.twangtrust.ca, and all the contact info is there.
And that's right. Maybe if you're the winner, you can come out and try it out live.
That's right.
And see how annoying it does make Fred.
That's right. I mean, not that you don't have to if you don't want to. We're not trying to instigate anything really.
Well, Fred
but
might come off the stage and pummel you, so that's the only thing you have to worry about.
That's right. Well, I know that last one. I think Dan Walsh was ready to kick some butt that night. Those kids that came up from North Dakota. Boy, oh boy, I'll never forget that show.
Well, that's right. Fred can get a little testy in his old age.
Yeah, and that was such a weird thing because we'd driven out to where the heck did we play the night before that? Oh, some nowhere
Power View or something there.
No, where was it?
Oh, was it that organic sort of festival in southern Manitoba?
No, it wasn't a festival. It was a why can't I remember the name of the town? It was like Nowhere Land. He played a high school. Oh, I can't remember, but it was like they had in the high school dainties set up in the intermission, like, you know, the ladies' auxiliary put out dainties, and it was like the most polite show in history. And the band was all wearing white suits. They were doing the whole bluegrass thing, and then the next night in Winnipeg, they're all, you know, cut off shirts, and wow, it was such a night and day thing.
That'd be great. Well, as far as I'm concerned, there's nobody better than Fred, so yeah. I think it's worth the price of admission just to come and see him. You can see him four times at Country Fest.
Wow, there you go. So that's what's the dates?
June 29th, 30th, July 1st and 2nd.
There you go. So be there. Well, you can't be there the whole weekend anymore unless you win our passes.
Well, that's right. You can buy some day passes and still see a lot of great entertainment for a day. So or win the passes.
Absolutely. Well, hope we'll have you back next year, Neil.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. And we'll go out with something from Fred's brand new record called Millie's Cafe, and we'll see you next week here on the Twang Trust. So long, kids.
40 miles out of Nashville, I had to stop the car. You've been driving all night long, and I didn't know where we were, and what just gave me the chill. And she was going on about Mrs. Hank Williams. When we got to Cincinnati, I had to put her on the plane. She was fighting with the band, and it was her or it was the
of Mrs. Hank Williams.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you by the pool? Maybe Friday I can get some tickets for the dance, and I'll rock and roll is here to stay. Just come inside, well, it's okay. Tell me what you're thinking of. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, let me know. It's over, I can't go. I won't.